Why on earth, just had to turn on my backup camera there in case this freezes. Why on earth would we want to give up our guns and trust in the government to protect us when they fail time and time and time again? And then we learn new details about stuff, and it just makes it look even worse. And I mean, just even the response time alone, and I'm not even saying that who knows, maybe nothing can really be done about this right now, but the response time for like these shootings is like, what, 6 or 7 minutes or something. You know, I do you want to wait that long if somebody's like shooting up your house or shooting up your school or supermarket or whatever? Or do you want to protect yourself so if something like that happens, you can take care of the situation and not have to wait helplessly? So, you know, with this whole Parkland, Florida thing, you know, we learned some things. You know, we've learned some things since the tragedy. The Broward County Sheriff's Office was told back in November that the Parkland shooter could be a school shooter in the making, but deputies didn't bother to write up a report. But that report came just weeks after a relative called, urging them to seize his weapons. And then, even more shockingly, we learned that an armed school resource officer at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School sat outside and waited for 4 minutes during the 6-minute attack that ended in the deaths of 17 human beings. So here's some more that we know. We know that the FBI was warned specifically about the Parkland shooter, not once but twice, and did nothing. We know that the Broward County Sheriff's deputies were called to the home of the Parkland shooter at least 39 times since 2010. We know that the Broward County Sheriff's Office was warned multiple times about the Parkland shooter, and we know that an armed officer was present during the shootings and did nothing, and that JROTC students showed far more courage. Yet we're told that the solution to mass shootings is for law-abiding citizens like me and you to give more authority to the authorities that failed and to turn over our only way to protect ourselves. Why in the world would a single law-abiding gun owner hand over his or her weapons to the same authorities that did nothing to protect the children of Parkland? And why would a single law-abiding gun owner turn over his or her capacity for self-defense to people who are incapable of defending children at every step of the way? And how about this? Why would we blame the NRA, which literally had nothing to do with Parkland, for the failures of every institutional barrier to a massacre? Why should we blame law-abiding gun owners who didn't shoot up kids for the failures of those who are paid to stop evil monsters like the Parkland shooter? Why should we take Sheriff Steve Israel seriously when he blames lack of gun control, Dana Lash even, and the NRA blames all these things rather than his own radical incompetence and the radical incompetence of those under his authority? So children are not dead because millions of good citizens own AR-15s, but because dozens of pathetic, incompetent people and cowards in a position to actually do something instead did nothing. And all the misdirection in the world isn't going to change that. And believe me, I am very pro-cop. I really am. But I'm pro-competent cops. You know, I've got people I know personally, people in my own family who are very competent officers, who are competent sheriffs and deputies, who actually have risked their lives to stop some of these things. But here, we've got this situation that happened and that's been used time and time again by people on the left to say that people like me should give up my guns to prevent this stuff, or ban AR-15s, or blame the NRA, or set up this big, just ridiculous witch hunt that CNN did to yell and boo at Dana Lash and Marco Rubio and. You know, I can find videos like that. You know, oh, everybody booed when Marco Rubio, or everybody cheers when we should do more gun control or whatever. I can find just as many videos that show people cheering at, you know, Ben Shapiro talks or just any number of things that say that we should actually put more guns in the hands of good people who know how to use them. So that doesn't really prove anything. You know, I just think punishing the good people for something that a bad person did is not the right move. Certainly giving the government more power, and trusting, why on earth are we going to trust them to preserve our own lives when they can't even get there in time? And when they have a chance to do it, they just failed. Right? I mean, who's going to better protect my family with a gun? Is it going to be me, or is it going to be a cop 10 minutes down the road? If somebody breaks in and if they're holding a gun to my family, who's going to be best equipped in that situation? You know, and anyway, so it's frustrating. It does get frustrating. It gets old. It gets really old. And the thing is, even though the left doesn't want to admit this, when it comes to wanting to prevent mass shootings, we're all on the same side. You'll hear people from the right insinuate or make statements that would lead you to believe that people on the right don't want to stop mass shootings, and they try to demonize us and make us into monsters. We all want to stop mass shootings. The only people that don't want to stop mass shootings are the mass shooters. You know, we all want to stop it, but we want to do it effectively. So where does the data lead? That's the type of conversation that we should be having. Where does the data lead? Where do the statistics lead? And there's a lot of good stats on this. The fact is, this Parkland deal, this whole Parkland shooter thing was totally botched. It could have been prevented. And it wouldn't have been by banning AR-15s or whatever. There have been more than enough reason to take this guy's guns away. The one guy that ended up shooting up the school. Not the millions of others who own AR-15s or whatever and don't shoot up schools, but the one guy who ended up doing it. There was more than enough reason, according to our current laws now and our everything that's set in place and now with gun control, there was more than enough reason to take this guy's guns away. And it wasn't done. There was more than enough reason to get him off the street, and it wasn't done. So clearly there's a solution here, and they failed. So instead of blaming themselves, or instead of, you know, blaming the FBI or the government or any of the people that actually was in a position to do something about it and didn't, and instead of learning from that, instead, what a lot of people want to do is say, no, it's the NRA, it's Dana Lash, it's people who want to own an AR-15, because why do they need one? It's none of your business why they need one. Maybe they don't. Maybe they just want one. I don't need guitars. There's a lot of stuff we don't need. It's not up to you to determine what I need. That's up to me. And if I break the law with whatever one of those things is, then that thing should be taken away. Sure. But I didn't break the law. This Parkland guy broke the law. Time and time and time and time and time again before he even shot up the school. So why don't we take the guns away from the bad people and let the good guys have as many guns as they want, whatever they want? I mean, it just makes no sense. So clearly there was plenty of reason that this could have been prevented. This should have come to no surprise to authorities who are actually in a position to do something about it. So anyway, those are the people to blame, not the NRA. Not Dana Lash, not me, not you, not responsible gun owners who don't go shoot up schools, but evil people who do, where there's clear signs that something like this was going to happen. So those are my thoughts. I'd like to know what you think. Leave me a comment in the comment section below. If you haven't had a chance to, go to joshpeckdisclosure.com. Get all the free materials I have available there, and I do have a lot. And if you could, hit the donate button, help me out. I would greatly appreciate it. All that being said, until next time, thank you so much for watching. Take care and God bless.